This is Jerry Guerin, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, and Montgomery Counties with your K-State Research and Extension Minute. When it comes to certain nutrients, there are many factors that can affect their ability to be uptaken by a plant. The availability of phosphate at any time is very small compared to the entire amount of phosphorus that is present within the soil. Phosphate is largely tied up as iron and aluminum phosphate minerals in acid soils and as calcium phosphates in high pH soils. Organic phosphorus is another form of phosphate in most soils. Soil testing is used to predict the probability of crop response to an application of fertilizer from the contribution of both organic and mineral phosphate. Just like phosphorus, available potassium in the soil is also much smaller than the total amount. In many soils, such as those composed of partially of alkali clays, large amounts of potassium are fixed between the clay inner layer spaces and are relatively unavailable to plants. Generally, available potassium comes from the potassium that is attached to the surfaces of clay and organic matter. Having a greater understanding of the nutrients within the soil will not only help to more efficiently meet yield goals, but it may also help to save on fertilizer costs in the long run. And from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been Jerry Guerin with your K-State Research and Extension Minute.